The war in Syria was especially gruesome. What started out as peaceful protests against the regime of Bashar al-Assad soon turned into one of the bloodiest conflicts of this century. Tens of thousands of people died, millions fled, some 100,000 disappeared into Syria's prison system. There were soon allegations of torture, the use of chemical weapons, war crimes, and crimes against humanity. For some of the victims, a ruling today in a landmark trial in Germany provided some closure. NPR's Deb Amos was in the courtroom, and she joins us now from just outside the courthouse. Deb, remind us, what's the case at the center of this?
This is a case where the charge is crimes against humanity. The defendant is a former Syrian intelligence officer. He was in charge of interrogations at a notorious prison in Damascus. And the German federal prosecutors said their torture was systematic. It was part of President Bashar al-Assad's suppression of peaceful uprising that started in 2011. Anwar Ruslan is a 48-year-old former colonel. He said he was a victim, too. He didn't personally torture anyone. He didn't order it. He was a defector from the regime. But the judges didn't buy it. And after more than 100 days in court with the testimony of more than 50 Syrian torture survivors, the judges said guilty and a life sentence.
Must have been something to be there in the courtroom.
It was.
Describe how it went down, the process.
So it started at 10 a.m., and we all started to stand by then. I could see Anwar Ruslan. He was fiddling with his mask, on, off, on, off. I had never seen him wear one before, so I wondered if he was not thinking, I'll put it on, so I have no expression. Mm-hmm. The judges kind of strode in, and then they stood up for the sentence, and they said life. And then they named all of these Syrian witnesses who had given final statements, who were sitting in the rows in the courtroom. They read out all of their names. Wow. Ruslan was stoic. He said nothing, no expression. German lawyers said the sentence wasn't surprising. Syrians said they wanted to be there. They just couldn't believe that it was possible to have a Syrian official accountable for crimes committed in their country. They were quiet, but I talked to many of them yesterday, and this was a hugely emotional moment for them.
Wow. I mean, it's so historic, right? The charges themselves, crimes against humanity, Syrian witnesses coming from all over Europe, a courtroom in Germany. I mean, there's a lot of historical poignancy to that, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, Rachel, this was the place where the legal concept of crimes against humanity came into force at Nuremberg, those trials after World War II. Here's some more recent history. 800,000 Syrian refugees arrive in 2014 and 15. They're fleeing from a brutal war. And it turns out they were also fleeing from a very brutal prison system, systematic torture. 100,000 people were swept up after this civic uprising that turned into a war. Even the defendant fled to Germany. He applied for asylum here. He had defected from the regime. But the legal system indicted him for what he did before he defected. He headed this interrogation department in a notorious prison. Plus, there were plenty of Syrian witnesses here willing to testify.
I understand that more trials are expected, but does this particular verdict make a practical difference for these plaintiffs?
You know, the plaintiffs say it does. They say our suffering wasn't in vain and it accomplished something. They also acknowledge that it will barely have a ripple in Syria. There are still people in those prisons. There are still people being tortured, and they know that. But there's something about being able to confront Anwar Ruslan in the courtroom that they say helps them heal.
NPR's Deb Amos in Koblenz, Germany. Thank you.
Thank you.